Welcome to the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast, the podcast that mixes wellness with personal development tips and info specifically for beauty industry professionals. I'm your host, Abby O'Sullivan, a longtime esthetician and lash artist turned wellness coach. With burnout and health issues on the rise amongst my beauty pro friends, I know we need a space to come together, to learn, support each other, and get the push you need to take care of your health. Together, we'll dive into topics like mobility training for a less achy body, managing stress in the chaos of running a business and handling clients, setting up your self-care routines, and so much more. You deserve to feel as good as your clients do when they leave you. Let's make time for you, starting with this podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am so excited for you to hear this conversation with between me and my pal, Tiana Seo from The Lash Exchange. She is a lash artist, an educator, and business owner, and she is lighting this podcast up today. This is a conversation we had on Instagram Live, and she just really got real and shared so much about her journey of being a business owner, just like grinding and hustling and like striving for more and more and more, and her incredible journey through the burnout that happened because of all of that. Like, there's no good or bad here. It just is what it is. And she is sharing the real and raw, like what was happening at that time, how she got through it, what it looks like now. She is dropping the golden nuggets for you guys to think about as beauty professionals yourself. So please go connect with Tiana on Instagram at tiana.seo. And I will link her website and her Instagram in the show notes so that you can just go click the linkies and make it really easy for you. Please excuse any audio quality issues. Like, I feel like this one was pretty good for an Instagram Live, but you know, it's Instagram Lives. It's not my normal podcast setup. So if the audio quality is a little bit different, please forgive me and enjoy the episode.
Hi, everyone. Well, welcome. Right. Thanks for joining me tonight. Yeah, man.
Thanks for having
me. How
are you? I'm so good. Yeah. I love this topic. I love it. I just actually, Roxy and I, we just did a hot yoga class, and it got me in the vibration zone to talk about all of this, why it's so important, because I just feel like nobody talks about it because it's not as flashy as selling six-figure
Exactly. Well, and I think that it's taken some time for people to do lashes for a few years and realize, like, oh, I'm fucked. My body's fucked.
truly, like, it is. Like, we obviously in our industry monetize so much. Like all industries, you know, we have to monetize our training and monetize, you know, the career path that is lash artistry, but we tend to kind of glaze over the reality of what success long-term is going to mean for, you know, like the next generation. I don't want to date myself, but at the same time, like I will refer to them as the next generation because like I am
out of it. I tell people this is probably like the most unflattering metaphor I could use, but I'm like, I am like the cow that is done having babies. I'm out of pasture and I'm just snacking on some grass like here and there. I'm just not interested in like pushing myself anymore in that way.
No. And you know, like you've been so consistent, like you're definitely one of the creators in the industry that's been so consistent, but niche in their messaging, in their mission, in their core values, that it's like, that makes sense, you know, whereas you see a lot of other messaging in the lash industry that's kind of like geared towards like whatever sells or whatever seems to be like the hot ticket at the moment. And it changes, not to say that we can't evolve, but you've just always been so consistent about this. And like with your background, about just being into the physical health and the combating, you've been on this topic
just a little while. Yeah, well, I mean, my I mean, my body was so wrecked. Physical therapy, there was a guy that worked like 2 doors down from where I did, and he did active release therapy. And I don't even know if that's the actual technique he used on me, but he worked some shit out of my body and like literally saved me. And I was working out, but it was like all the other things that I wasn't doing business-wise, but boundaries. And then, you know, I really was in the time of actual burnout when I decided to become a personal trainer. And then from there, you just start to learn stuff. And the things that I have learned, I'm like, wow, if I had this back then, my body would have felt so much better. And it's why I don't feel like I have to do massages, which I could probably do massages just for like the nervous system goodness. But I don't like desperately need them anymore like I used to, and I don't see chiropractors or anybody. I just take care of myself. So thank you. So, this is not about me. Is about you.
Oh, I love it because it's been consistent. You've been on my timeline long before I came to my own awakening, like, okay, this is so much more serious. Like, gosh, this Lady Abby, here she goes with the content. Like, you need to do this, you need to stretch, like, you know, all of this. And it's like, your content was on my page way before I made the conscious decision to
Time to
actually
tell you
take
guys.
it seriously. And then it's like, almost not that it's too late, because it's never too late, y'all, but like now where I'm at health-wise looks so drastic, the amount of care and the amount of intention that I have to like put into this, probably not even to undo, because there is no undoing. The body keeps score. It is more just balancing and managing and working my way back towards a level of balance and health that is maintainable and that is going to support me in like living a normal, like high quality life. Not even normal, because I feel like normal in this
Yeah,
country is like
close
still shit.
quotes, whatever
Like,
that means.
yeah, like, right? Like, all even like I had blood work done and they're like, oh, yeah, you're in the normal range. I'm like,
I know. And
I don't
like,
know. I don't
as a
believe
health coach,
that, you know
it's
what?
like, yeah, but like compared to like 17 and 15-year-olds or like within my age range, like I'm doing okay because I'm not 80 or what? Like,
Literally. And like just the standard of care in this country, the more I've traveled and the more I've like learned about, you know, even we have family overseas and they're just so freaking healthy, and like we have much we are just on totally different levels when I see our family that's overseas in Asia, and they're just like so active and so health centered, because they're like, that's the whole point. They're like, we didn't work our whole lives to be busted down and broken down. They're like, we want to travel and we want to do all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, like it didn't ever register to me that there's something on the other side of work, you know. No, that there's something on the other side of all of this leading up to, and that we could have all the money in the world, but it's not going to buy you a new body. Like, it's not. I mean, you can get knees, you can get joints replaced, you can get a
You
new
could get
neck, you can
an
get posts and things inserted. Yeah, you can get an ass. Like, there's not much that you can't get, but it's not going to lead to you being healthy, you know. Like, even getting an ass, like,
Literally,
that's. People are
that's
having
like
all kinds of health
defeating the
nuts from the
purpose of like building
asses.
your own glute muscles, but okay.
Oh,
Do what you gotta do, people, because
it's
for some people,
sobering.
like aesthetic or whatever is more important than quality and longevity. But the thing is like in this industry specifically, well, I'll say probably lash industry, aesthetics, nail tech. I would say hairstylists too, but they tend to stand. So I'm guessing they have similar issues, but a lot of upper concentrated. Maybe I would have to talk to them. I would love to talk to them. But when you start to think about what you want to do when you get into this profession, you're just like so excited and you're like, yeah, I get to play with people all day and like their faces and make them pretty. But we're like glued to a chair all day. And lash artists, and I would say nail tech specifically, nail artists, I don't know why I like using that interchangeably, but are really stuck in one position, like for times, lengths of time. An
Yes.
esthetician, like, least you get to get up and like move a little bit. You still have that repetitive strain on your
Right.
wrists, on your hands, and on your body. But when you're doing a full set, you remember how long it used to take you to do a full set of lashes? Hours. Hours.
Just
And we didn't even know
all
then,
day.
because again, I'm a dinosaur too, so I'm an OG too. So like we didn't even know like
Yes.
much more beyond adjust your chair and your table as best as you can, and then you're just like a little shrimp.
Yeah. Even with our client positioning, we're like, yeah, lay on the
Yeah.
bed. Like, what pillow?
Maybe come
A
back closer to me. I
sleeping
don't know.
pillow? Like,
Yeah. Yeah.
tilt my chin up, like the travel pillow. And like, I always flip the
Yes.
travel pillow in reverse when
Because
I use
people go
them.
like
And I'm like,
this, and then you
oh,
can't see.
yeah. Yeah, I'm like, why would we put it the other way? That seems like the worst way to put it. And it's the little things that, I didn't find for years and that I didn't take into account for years that I'm just like, now
Yes.
we know so much more. Now you can watch a TikTok and have all the four tips for client
Exactly.
position and everything. And it's
Yeah.
like, that's amazing. But I want the next generation. I want anybody who listens to this and consumes either of our contents to understand, like, you really can't buy this stuff back. Trust me, because in my head, that was my strategy. I'm like, yeah, once I make enough money, I can do what I want. Like, well, you won't be able to stand up straight. Like, during 2020, my back had completely given out, and it was crazy because I wasn't lashing, but I was sitting. I was sitting because remember in 2020, like in the lash industry, it boomed like webinars and it boomed like, ebooks. And so we're going from sitting at the lash bed to sitting in a chair or me like in the bed. Like I didn't even have a desk. I would just like sit and with my laptop in bed, like curled up in like a little shrimp form. And my low back at that time just completely had like I herniated a disc. I went from sitting in the bed to my husband and I getting like a wild hair, and we're like, we're gonna
Oh,
rip up the
shit.
entire front of our house and haul, like do like a
Okay.
gravel bed. And so we like
Zero to
took
a
the whole
hundred.
out with a truck and like loaded up, yeah, like 2 tons of gravel, and we're like, we have all day. We have all the time in the world. Let's just shovel the gravel. So I
Dude.
did that, ended up herniating a disc in my back, and was like so disturbed because I really had felt like instead of it being, oh, my neck hurts from lashing, it was like, oh my God, I can't feel my leg. Like I can't feel my foot. Like that's way scarier than like, oh, my neck,
Yeah.
from lashing, your neck is like, not in the
Thank
best condition. And so
you.
after 2020, I was like, oh, this is from not
Yeah.
having any
And you were just
abdominal
doing,
muscles
yeah, and you were just doing
developed.
life
This is,
stuff. I mean, that shoveling position,
yeah,
that shit,
this is
that's a
life.
horrible. That is a horrible position.
Like,
I remember
yeah.
like doing farm work as a teenager, and I'm like, I can still remember the pain
Yes.
from that particular position, but it's doing life stuff. And
Yes.
even when we do go, we know like, okay, I have my aches and pains from lashing, but that's also part of the problem is that we are stuck so well in that position. Our body knows that position so well that when we go to do
Yeah.
anything like
It's
outside of
comfortable.
that, we do have a higher risk of like pulling something or hurting ourselves even more. And so just really to reiterate your point completely.
Yeah, it really showed me, like it very much showed me the issue. So I really had that happen. I had to get on like a nerve pill. Like a strong nerve pill because I couldn't move. Like then I'm just like in the bed, just completely muscles, whatever little muscle I had wasting away. And then, like in Texas, we were shut down for like 3 months, opened up for like I think the fourth or fifth month. And so I'm like, okay, Hey, perfect. Like we can get after it again. Let's get after it. Like we're opening back up. And here my back has like a full-blown herniated disc. And I'm just like, what's the fastest way for me to like not deal with this? Okay, nerve pill. And I'll go to the chiropractor. And that to me was like good enough. Like, yeah, that should like maybe I just need it cracked. Little did I know I actually had a herniated disc. I didn't even find out that I had a herniated disc. So I just went to the chiropractor. I'm like, yeah, it hurts. I can't stand. And the chiropractor that I had chosen to go to was just like a random pick. And he did like a high velocity, one of those
Oh,
crazy like Y
okay.
structure adjustments where they like put your head in the thing and like pull it
I'm
back.
not even afraid of the
Well,
chiropractor, but
I
sometimes you
miss
just think
things
about those things and
too.
you're like, damn.
Like you think in your head, like, yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I need to really decompress my spine. But not when you have a herniated disc, not when your disc is already like bulging out the side of your vertebrae. So he was doing that and it alleviated the pain in my upper back because I have scoliosis, so that felt good. But there were repercussions on my lower back, and since I didn't have like proper abdominal muscle, I hadn't used my core for anything. It completely destroyed whatever little structure I had going, and it just flared up again. And I had to make a really conscious choice of like, okay, like I took it too far. I am trying to cut corners with like getting better. Obviously, we gained weight during 2020, so the extra weight, like just all of this started piling up on me, and I'm like, oh, like I really probably need to get to the root of this and stop trying to just like put a band-aid on it. It's not going to be a pill. It's not going to be just going to the chiropractor and having this guy like twerk my structure. It's going to be all of the above things that I know deep down I need to do. So that's really for me what pivoted me out of, having this type of business that required my presence 7 days a week. And it was just very intense. The type of structure that I had built in my business. I had the retail store, I had trainings every single weekend, and then I had artists that worked for me, and then I was still doing my own clients, and it just was like, what am I actually doing? Like, hold on a second. Like, this is not well. And then when I'd come home, I'd be in pain, so I'm not being like a present mother. I have like a short fuse. Obviously, when you're in pain, you're just like emotionally just destroyed. And it just came to all a head. And it really made me have like this eruption of just like, I've made a poor choice in prioritizing things that aren't going to serve me long term. Like all the success with my business, all of the money, all of this stuff that I was like hell bent on achieving at the cost of my health, because that wasn't even on the table, wasn't even factored into the equation. Only thing that was factored into my equation was money and achieving these milestones that I had set for myself at any, like by any means. And when I realized the means were too much, like they were too costly, that I couldn't buy a new back. I couldn't buy my way out of pain. That I really was like, okay, like that I think I've taken it too far. Let me take a step back. And that's when I really started being like, okay, I need to take baby steps to recalibrate my own mind first. Before I'm like, oh, I'm gonna lose weight. Oh, I'm gonna, do all this stuff, like baby
100%. Yeah.
steps. And like, it really was quite a long, it really was like a long journey, I feel like, to where for me, I feel comfortable, going to a fitness class and I feel comfortable
Oh,
prioritizing
yeah.
like a nutritionist and all the things, and not just being like, oh, I just won't eat. I just not gonna eat because I don't have time. Like, who needs to eat? And if I do eat, I'm gonna DoorDash. Like,
Yeah, that is like I will say one thing I have
crazy.
done well, usually 90% of the time, is make sure my ass is fed because I just get too cranky. And just like and making sure that I brought my food because I didn't have time to wait on like whatever. Plus, we don't really have, I mean,
Yes.
especially my super, super busy days, let's say pre-COVID, because that's when everything is delivered. Like you can get everything now, everything. But then it was like, I mean,
Everything.
Jimmy John's delivered. Cool. And Mr.
Yeah,
Goodsense, like, can't
right?
wait to eat some shite
Literally.
meats. Like, no, thank you.
Yes. Literally. Like, let me get a big bread, oily meat sandwich. Like, and that was what, like, the location of my studio, too, is not in, like, where I live is very like woo-woo with, oh, we've got salata, we've got all these salad places, we've got a sweet greens, a bella greens, we've got,
Bougie health
all
shit.
these things where I live, but my,
Love it.
yeah, bougie health shit, but my studio, it's like Tex-Mex and fried chicken. Like, it's like Tex-Mex and literally like Golden Chips and Popeyes and Taco Bell are like the only actual things on the street. And so it was like, yeah, that's what we're gonna eat. We're gonna eat chicken tenders. Like, that's all we have to eat. So it really made me think, like, okay, it's not about this weight loss, because I've been in that culture of like, okay, we're doing keto, we're doing this, we're doing that. Like, that's not gonna give you the health. Like, I hate to break it to
It's not
y'all,
about the
but
diet at
it's
all.
not gonna do it. Not about it. Like, put it all away. That's like the last piece to the puzzle for me, was like, oh, what does my body, look like? What does my body feel like? What does my schedule look like? What do my body need for fuel? What is a blood sugar? That was my latest. That, like, literally the last piece to my puzzle was the food, and talking to a food person, a food expert, about, where I felt like my energy levels were. And it didn't even start about weight loss. It was like, where are your energy levels at?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, they're
100%.
pretty shitty.
I
Like,
get it.
I'm doing all this, activity. I'm drinking a lot of coffee. So it's like, I want people listening to this to understand, like, starting with your mindset. And like, if it's like this example, saying no to the last minute appointment and going for a 30 minute
Oh my
walk,
God, sounds like a
if that
dream
is where
to me.
if that is like the mountain, right, that you need to climb, like, first of all, you're saying yes to too many clients because you're like, oh, I need this money, I need this money, but you're breaking physically and mentally and emotionally. You're like, some screws coming loose. Say no. Say no. NO. Spell it for you. And go for a 30-minute walk, like outside. Like, not at like a walk. Like, you don't have to speed walk. Don't give a shit. Like, put a podcast on, put your phone away so your neck isn't like craned down. Look up and walk outside and like breathe air. And that is like, if you do that instead of taking the extra appointment, ordering DoorDash, and then curling up in your bed and staying up till 1 a.m. binge watching your shows because you're like unraveling, you have just made like the left or right choice. You've
Girl,
just chosen an intentional path by just doing those little things. Not like, oh, I'm gonna food prep. Oh, I'm gonna go to the gym. Oh, I'm gonna count my macros. Like,
absolutely.
no. Like, you're like, I wouldn't have been ready for that shit, and I would have literally failed and then bounced back to the bad habits. Like, it's the bouncing, and that's why the yo-yo dieting, that's why
All
the
or
hippies are like,
nothing. Yeah.
oh, I'm gonna join Orange Theory, and I'm
Oh
gonna
my
freaking, like, get
gosh.
crazy. It's like, you could go for a
It
walk. Like,
truly, it is about
do it.
like the baby steps. When that's the same with my own journey as well, is it wasn't just like all of a sudden I was doing all of these things. It was little things. And I would say I was probably influenced by a couple of my clients, it was like, oh, I'm gonna try a protein powder and a fat burner, which didn't do well for somebody who has to sit still all day. So that lasted
Oh.
like literally probably a few weeks because it upset my stomach. And then it was like, oh, I'm gonna join a gym finally. I'm gonna get a personal trainer because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And I started setting boundaries. And like eventually you get some food guidance to just kind of figure some things out, and it just goes and goes and goes. But even in the last even few years, so like boundaries is a really big piece just because we're such people pleasers, and you
Oh,
and
so
so there's a
big.
million things I want to touch on. Number one, I was really glad that you mentioned like how the condition that you were in from working so much was affecting your home life, because it does spill over. It spills over into even sometimes our business growth, because if you're fucked up, like mentally, if you're burned out, it's so much harder to
Yes.
like make that next move and to take care of all of the moving parts that you need to. And then you have your family or your relationships and your friends and all of this stuff outside of work. We are not just our work, which identity and being a lash artist is something I could talk about as well, because I had that whole thing where I was like, that's my whole life. Like, that's what I was living, breathing, doing for a while. And when it
Yes.
kind of came like to a crashing down type moment, I was like, what, who am I? What else could I be? I'm Abigail with the lashes. Like, that's how everyone knows me.
Nothing.
And also, talking about your goals for business and talking about a little bit like the hustle culture, the hustle and the grind.
Oh.
And just shifting our perspectives on that, and you made that noise perfectly. Ugh. Because I believe there are seasons for hustling. Like, you're gonna have to work a little bit. You're gonna have to take some
Of
clients.
course.
Maybe sometimes when you were like, oh, I'd rather have the day off, but I don't really have that many clients, so I'm gonna have to go in or whatever. You might have to. I always say like set your boundaries and then just work within that, just because you have to right away. But
Yes.
you're going to have times when you're
Yeah,
having to work, but you
too.
can still take care of yourself in those times. Even if you're doing the most basic shit, like eating to nourish your body, not eating to diet, or not just like shoving whatever random in your, like being very intentional about it, making sure you're getting plenty of
Yes.
sleep, and making sure you're staying hydrated, and making sure you're moving just a little bit. Like, you can do that even in our craziest times if we can just look at those super simple
Yes.
things. And then, but I just, the thing is that we just get on that track and we just keep going and going and going. And we're just like building and building and building and building. And then all of a sudden we're like, holy shit, I haven't even taken a step back to adjust my schedule. And now I need to raise prices. And now I got to deal with that. And I got to deal with this, or I want to grow this way and this way. And I would love to just have you kind of speak to that a little bit, the lash hustle.
It definitely, like what you just said, speaks so true. Oh,
Hi.
amazing. One of my friends is in here, Kaylee. And this is like a conversation I literally have with her constantly because she's a bit younger than I am. So, and she does hair, and it's like, man, you will hustle. You will hustle, 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 hustle to achieve what? Like, what is the end goal? To have $1 million, to do XYZ, to, like you said, prove your identity. Like, I'm in therapy right now. Like, I haven't even talked about that on my channel. I had therapy today. I go once a week, and I am just now digging into
Ooh,
the issues that
so like,
clearly
why you want to keep
I'm
going and
seeing.
grinding it? Oh, I love that. Yeah, because I was like, where do you think that
Yes.
comes
And
from?
like,
Like, is it
why?
family? Is it culture? Because we,
Yeah,
yes, I
like
totally get it. Okay, keep
why?
going.
Yes. I'm like, why am I? Why for the longest time was I so deeply obsessed with my identity as an entrepreneur? Like taking lashes out of it, because I think the lash industry is a bit clicky. It's a bit like odd. It's like a quirky
Really?
place to
I
find ourselves.
noticed. And
So yeah, it's like,
it goes in
oh,
waves. Have
okay.
you
This is
noticed?
like
It
very
goes in waves.
niche.
Like, there's just different.
Big waves.
Yeah.
Whatever's cool and like
Whatever.
really
Yeah.
doing and like okay, we're
Yeah.
lash artists and it's like, all right, you know this sounds weird to
Yeah.
the rest of the world. Like, so as an entrepreneur, your identity is just so solidified in your success. and your identity and your self-esteem, and like my mental health was so, when you say your business growth was can potentially be stunted, what I experienced was like the perfect example of that, me operating at maybe 10% of my potential mentally, emotionally, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a decisive, like I think decision making when it comes to business is best done with, stable emotions, like factual,
Some semblance of a regulated
data and
nervous
like
system in like
feel.
stable conditions.
Yeah, exactly. We can. You're like making decisions based on your manic, not to say manic in like a flippant way, because like bipolar disorder is like a real thing, but like really a manic nervous system response to stress, I think is what it was for me. And what happened was I had all of these things that I had built up, yet I didn't have the capacity to make strong decisions. I did not have the capacity to be the type of leader that I'm capable of being in my sane, regulated nervous system place. And it made me confront my inability to pretty much regulate my emotions and really be a present, like you said, person in the home, in the for myself, for my family, for my business. It totally took all of that down for me. I'm operating at maybe 10% in all categories. Yeah, the business is still making money. Yeah, my family's still alive. Like my kids are still seeing me once in a while. But what state are they seeing me in? Like they're seeing me in this
Exhausted.
disturbed, exhausted, not present state of mind where I'm in pain, where I'm mentally and emotionally struggling with all these things. And it's just not something that, it's not a place you want to find yourself. And if you feel the words that we're saying, if they're like a little bit, hitting a little bit, you're feeling the tickle of that relating to you and how you feel, it's because your bare minimums are not met. The basics. Like, you think that people in a 9-to-5, the average person working a 9-to-5, even though they may not love their job, they're going to take
Yes.
that lunch break. They're taking
Yes, they
that
are.
lunch break. Maybe they're going to take in a sneak an even longer lunch break. They're going to just like relax in their car. When I worked in retail, I would go out to my car to eat because I'm just like, oh, I don't want to talk to people. We don't have that. We're talking to our clients. We're investing all this emotional stuff into our business. And it's like, what do you think you are? Are you superhuman? Are you a person that doesn't need their basic needs met and that you're going to be able to function at an optimal level with a low battery? And that's what I noticed with myself is I would get burnt out. Just like your phone dying, right? Your phone, you're draining the battery. It's down to 5%. You plug it in, right? But you
Speaking
continue
of.
to use it. Your phone is plugged in. You continue to use it. It's at 5%. And then it stays at 5% because you continue to use it, even though it's plugged in. It never gets a chance to fully charge. And that's what I feel like we do in this industry. We're like, oh, we're going to take a week off. Oh, we're gonna work really, really hard. We're gonna work triple the amount of work before we take our vacation. Then we're gonna take 2 weeks off, and then we're gonna have to come back and have all this clientele backed up and all of these appointments to do because we took time off. We took time off, God forbid. And we have all these classes that we want to do, and we're an educator, and we want to book, book, book classes and content, 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 and we're like, what? Like, what? This is very unclear. And it all started to get totally unclear for me. Then the health was just like taking its toll. So I wasn't getting anywhere. I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere in life, period. Wasn't getting in ahead in my business in the way that I knew I was capable of doing. Wasn't obviously getting ahead in my home life. Things are like not going well because I have aging children. I have a 14-year-old. Like that's, I need to be in there. I need to be paying attention to what's happening. I need to be emotionally clocked in the best of my ability in order for that situation not to go off.
You want to know what people would see from the outside if they're following on Instagram, is that you do badass killer work. You're super creative and you're doing all these things. And that is like,
love it.
You don't see what's happening on the other side of that, you know, of all, and plus just the years that you've put
Full
in as well.
Blown.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's like social media is, and you know, I'm not into the, like, I've scaled back on social media significantly because obviously as a priority in my life, mm-hmm. there are so many things right now that need my focus. Of course, I want to share messaging. I love doing stuff like this because it's a great way for me to still participate in things that I'm passionate about, use social media for a positive thing. But as a priority, there in the scheme of my life and what it looks like, it has to be certain. There has to be time mm-hmm. allocated for other things. So like doing the photo shoots, doing that, that's my passion. That's what I love to do. Educating, you know, finding savvy ways to still do what I love to do that aren't going to drain me emotionally and physically, because I have made it my priority to now spend the time. And what's crazy is you guys don't admit how much mm-hmm. time this stuff takes. Like, you'll be quick to say, yeah, to an extra client, but to leave your studio to get to your fitness class that you booked, which is 1 hour long, you need to leave 30 minutes ahead of time. So now you need to allocate 90 minutes to the fitness class. It'll take you 20 minutes to drive home mm-hmm. from the class. Mm-hmm. You know, like all the time that it takes. I drop my kid off, go to therapy. Therapy's an hour from therapy. Oh, turns out it's time to eat because mm-hmm. I'm a human that needs food. Like, you have to be realistic about the amount of time that it actually takes to care for yourself, because the way you treat your business is like mm-hmm. you have all the time in the world. Like the way you treat your business, you look at it, where can I squeeze somebody in? No problem. I don't need to pee. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to check in with my family. Like just another, don't need to eat. Don't need to breathe. Like the way you approach that is so different from the way you literally are like, okay, well, if I want to go for a walk, eat some food, maybe listen to a podcast and just sit down outside for like vitamin D, God forbid. I'm going to need 2 hours. Like that's 2 hours that you're going to need to allocate for that. So be realistic about it and make the time to do it. Like I don't do clients Mondays and Tuesdays. I don't really do clients 6 days a week, of course, but I don't do them Sundays. I don't do them Mondays. I don't do them Tuesdays. And I have like maybe a half day on Thursday, and then I work every other Saturday and see like 3 clients. I don't see more than 3 clients in a day now. And I only have like 20 mm-hmm. clients max. And it's like that, even that, just having 20 clients that are regulars that are pre-booked in is a significant commitment mm-hmm. of my time. And that's a significant a commitment to make, because that's just how mm-hmm. our job
works. Time and your energy.
So why can't mm-hmm. we put the same energy?
It's your time and energy. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, put mm-hmm. the same energy.
Yeah. So what are you doing? So that was like kind of 2020 was when you really had that revelation.
Yeah.
So then how did you start to shift out of that? What did you start to do?
I spent a year pretty much flailing around after I closed my retail, because the retail was like the biggest time suck, money suck, just like to keep it up.
Yeah.
It was just a nightmare. It was my personal.
That was the thing that was like draining you, that you were like, this is glaringly obvious.
Yes.
I have to part ways with it.
I spent a year pretty much flailing around after 2020. I decided I needed to shut the retail down. It was my dream when I first started in the industry. It was like super rad. And then it wasn't.
You did it. You tried it and you were like, not into it anymore. Bye.
And it was like a, and of course, like so many entrepreneurs listening to this over,
Yeah.
like, it's a pride thing.
Absolutely.
Like,
It's
it's a
not as
pride
easy as I
thing.
just said.
Like,
It's
here
not
I am.
just
I'm like,
like bye. It's like God, I feel like I
no.
failed at the thing. And you get really down about it. Yeah.
Yes. And like, oh, it's like a being in a bad relationship is what it was. It
Yeah.
was a toxic
Pretty
relationship. It's like,
addicted.
well, we've been together
Yeah.
for 4 years. I'm gonna have to start over. Like, yeah, you're gonna hate your life in 10 years if you keep dating this loser. That's
Yeah.
how it felt. So I flailed around after I shut that down. I flailed around not knowing really what I wanted to do, knowing that I was capable of doing other things, but not knowing what I wanted to do. It was a great distraction because Roxy at the time was, heading into her journey, a totally different place in her career where she's starting it up and she's, doing this. So I was like, okay. And she really was like, I need your help with certain things. Can you help me? Can you join my team? And so she was really supportive of like, all right, well, you only have 15 hours. Cool. Like, can you join the team for those 15 hours? Can you help with the business for those 15 hours? So that still gave me an outlet to like stay present in like, oh, okay, building a business and kind of looking at things from like a leadership perspective. And it really helped me to work on a team where the responsibility, the financial responsibility, and the overall, it wasn't all on me. It was like a lighter load, it's like just able to do what I'm great at doing without all of the pressure and everything that had been bringing me down. So I did that for a good amount of time. I think 2 years we were working on that. And during that time, Roxy was actually going through her wellness and fitness and everything. And she was, I mean, she is super committed to that because after she had her baby, started the business, she's like, I will lose my mind if I don't work out. I'm like, you're crazy, whatever. That's you. I'm like, I'm not going to the gym. Like, screw that. Like, you're not forcing this lifestyle on me. And a lot of people don't know, but my husband is super fit too. Like, this is like his lifestyle, not like a fad. Like, this is who he actually is, and he's been like that for a long time. So I have all these people around me living this like healthier, investing in themselves lifestyle,
Living.
and I'm just like, no, screw
I
you. Like, I'm
rebel.
selling my cigarettes. Yeah, I'm like smoking cigarettes, like just totally, yeah. And it's literally like I'm working through that in therapy too. Like, it's a rebellion
Listen,
thing with
you're
me.
just not trying to
So
follow the
like, I
pack.
feel
You got to find your own way, and that's okay.
yeah. And it's like, man, that's like to my own destruction. So when I figured out like, wow, I can still be a leader. Wow, I can like maybe try new things that are like of the fitness or of a wellness perspective, it really was like, okay, I'm gonna try it. Like, I'm gonna go to Pilates class. I'm gonna go for a walk. And at first, it was just like a
Yeah.
very negative experience for me because I'm like, this feels just conformity, and like real like a structure. Like, this is so lame, and I don't want to do this type of attitude. And then I was like planning for this big trip. We went to Thailand and it was like, we're going to be in the heat, we're going to be walking, we're going to be doing all this. And it was, my husband's like, you really do need to understand, like, it's a
Like
physical trip that we're going
you need to
on. Like,
be
you're not just
prepared.
laying down. Yeah, like we're gonna be walking, using your legs and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, like whatever. So I really found like a chiropractor that was a proper, proper chiropractor with a great technique. And so I started working with them and the pain started subsiding. And so that was like, oh, maybe I can like walk around a little more. Maybe I can go out and Roxy and we're gonna walk and we're gonna do this little Pilates thing. And then from there, like I said, it just started stacking. And then my success in business also was stacking, like you had said, it's like stacking over here and like stacking both. But I started at zero, like I feel like I had to rebuild everything. So I started doing consulting for a number of lash businesses from the back end of businesses, be it financial consulting, be it creative consulting, which is like my main thing now, and curriculum education consulting for educators and education brands. So it was like, oh, like all of these years spent toiling in this godforsaken industry actually paying off to where I can build a life that is not destructive. It is not toxic. It's actually positive. It's actually using what I still love to do. Even though the industry can be god awful, I'm still so passionate about what I do. So it really was like, okay, I'm going to stack a little block here, and then I'm going to stack a little block on this side. Like, okay, I'm going to commit to going to these classes, and then I'm going to commit to, taking my eating seriously. I'm going to commit to therapy, and then I'm going to commit to like pushing myself in business to change whatever it is I was doing. So it goes just like when things are going poorly and it's all going poorly, like when it rains, it pours. When it's not raining and it's like growing season, everything grows. Like everything grows. So I think it's so important for people to be realistic about the mental and emotional aspect of where you have to be at to even make good decisions for yourself.
There's
Like the
so much to
mental health.
unpack there too, because you do have to hustle in the beginning, and you do if it depends on your situation, obviously. Like at the time that I really started to grow, I was freshly divorced, and so not that I didn't have
Oh.
hours and not that I didn't sort of have boundaries, but I had to take care of myself. So a lot of people are like that. It doesn't matter if you have a partner or
Yeah.
not, like you're in this to make an income. And so you will do what you need to
Yeah.
do. But I also like having that giving and that people pleaser and that service mentality growing up in the service industry, all of my stuff, bringing that into it, and not really having like a business mind either. Just like, I want to do this. This is fun. I get to play with
Yes.
people's faces. Like, I never thought I could do this for a career. But having to shift your mentality around, like, okay, it's not just about earning an income. How can I also like enjoy this fully long term? But you have to get to a point where you do. Like you have to take care of yourself along the way, but you also have to feel like safety in that too. If you have those dreams
Oh,
of
yeah.
elevating your business or, whatever, however people want to grow their business. If you just want to be solo and you want to grow to a full clientele, you still have to make some mental shifts and energetic shifts within you to get to that place. And it starts with like being able
Yes.
to take care of yourself a little bit so you can stay in that kind of regulated state. But it's like such a fun balance. It's a
Oh,
little bit of a
so
back and
true.
forth, and I think the awareness of just knowing that you have to go through that journey a little bit to get to that other side. But you just have to know, like, I think one of
Yes.
the more important questions I ask myself these days is just like, how do I want to feel every day? Like, how do I want to feel in my
Yes.
life? How do I want to feel in the type of work that I'm doing? How do I want to, do I want to feel good? Do I want to feel safe? Do I want to feel secure? Do I want to enjoy it? So how all could that look? Like, what else is possible? It doesn't have to just be I am sitting over people, client after client after client. I could be doing these other things. And I think that
Yes.
that's what starts to help you shift. I don't know where I was going with that. I lose my train of thought so easily sometimes when I'm live.
No, it's no, that's literally exactly what I was when I was talking to my husband about this and Roxy too. We had had this conversation. I was like, if I would have built my business slower, this wouldn't have happened. It was the velocity that I put on myself, the forceful velocity that I imposed on myself, that the growth needs to look like this. After you do this, it
So
has to look like this. And like
the
the
rigidity.
rigidity.
That's that
Yes.
masculine hard
Yes.
drive there.
Very, very. Oh my God. I know. And that's why we were joking. I was like, I'm in my soft girl. Like everyone's talking about that, like getting out of their masculine and that they're feminine.
We
Like,
need
but
both.
I feel that, not even from like a gender perspective, but like the perspective of like, it's not like you can get so much success in an intentional, calculated, consistent way. It doesn't have to, well, you did this, now you have to do that. Like, it doesn't have to look like that, because what you see on social media, I am telling you, like, I've consulted for, you know, like, businesses that make a lot of money. Like, you don't see the real truth of, you know, maybe how certain businesses are started. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't see that they're getting funding and that they have mm-hmm. family money, or, you know, whatever that looks like. Maybe you're not seeing that, because that wouldn't mm-hmm. sell.
Yeah. So true. Also,
it's, we love a good bootstrap, yeah. you know, grassroots business, because we want to see ourselves. We want to see our struggle in who we align ourselves mm-hmm. with on social media. And I think that's so hard for people to understand, is like, oh, well, I don't have family money, so I'm going to have to work really, really, you know, I'm going to really have to bust my ass, which you will.
Yeah.
Like, you will. You will have to bust your ass. But you can bust your ass at the same time as taking care of yourself, so you don't lose your ass.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That was actually, like, what I was going to say is, like, I mean, the overall theme and the message, and what I also try to express a lot, is that your success, like, you can have this without sacrificing your health completely, because what's the fucking point if you feel like shit all the time, if you have no sex drive, if you don't feel good about yourself, if you're like crying in pain. Like, I remember standing over my kitchen sink just like crying because my shoulders like were burning so bad. That's fucking stupid. Like, it's just not necessary.
And
it's not really stupid, because I don't want to put anyone down. I never want to be like patronizing anyone, because you don't know what you don't know. But it is just not necessary. It's just not necessary, 100%.
Totally. And it's totally out of line. It's out of alignment with where you're trying.
But if you don't know where that is,
it's actually exactly the opposite direction. You know, your growth looks different on you, just like an outfit looks different on all of us. Mm-hmm. Your growth looks different on all of us. And like, I truly, truly believe in like checking in. If I would have been able to stop myself from half 75% of the business decisions that I made, because deep down they didn't feel good, I would have kept that flame going for longer. Because that's what you have to understand, guys. Like, discipline will get you further than just passion. Like, passion leaves you the minute you're having a mental breakdown. Your passion is the last thing on your brain, because you're like having a full-blown emotional breakdown, which I've had plenty. Like, I've had so many of those. And it's like, then your physical, you know, is not doing well. And then you have to really look at that and say, the only thing that's going to repair that is me investing the time that it's going to take to make better decisions and change the habits that got me here in the first place. So that's really like what I've gotten out of all of this. And like, even just with my own friendships and like relationships, I put in a lot of work, like my marriage is putting in a lot more intention, because I now have my sense of, you know, my frontal lobe is like functioning again. It's like, oh, I can put some intention. I can put some clear communication, some clear, concise thought into how that makes me feel. And like, let's talk about that. Let's get into that, you know. And it really has made just an overall difference in myself and where I see myself going. And I think it's just such a valuable lesson, this topic, for you guys watching this and to understand, like, even Roxy's in the other room right now, because we're planning a trip to Korea. We're traveling. We're globe trotting. So we're training for that. We're training our physical selves for that. Like, we better get our steps in, because of course we want to look cute. Of course we want to feel cute, but we also just don't. We want to feel good. We know we've got an airplane ride. Like, again, all of her hard work running her school and getting this off the ground. DLU was started in 2020. It's 2023. It's only 3 years, and they're going to be a million-dollar business. Like, and higher revenue and higher, just a smarter way of doing things. And it just really is important because she's always valued. She's had a better mindset. I attribute it to her personality, but also her age, that she's built things in reverse, whereas we kind of built things that sounds like
Yeah.
similar, where we're like, well,
I gotta make
hustle,
some income,
do all
I
this
gotta
stuff,
make money, and then
everything
we'll figure it
else,
out later.
everything, yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. The
Literally
chips will
fly by the
fall
seat
where
of
they
my
may.
pants.
Whereas she's been like, yeah, she's been more like, no, like I know I'm not gonna be up in this school for
I
40
know.
hours.
What I would like to ask you now is not, we're not taking away any of the success that you had, but what would you go back and maybe like sprinkle in here and there?
I would sprinkle in, I would go in with a machete and I would chop off major parts of my ambition. I would say I would ask myself the real question of how much time is in a day, how much resources would this require, and what does that look like in terms of the financial goals? I would put it to myself so bluntly, like how does this all align for the amount of effort? Yeah, you've got the great idea. Yeah, it's incredible. It's an amazing idea. It's going to benefit the Lash community, all of these things. Yes, perfect, beautiful. We love it. I would ask myself, at how much resources does this cost? And resources
Thank
don't
you.
just mean money.
That
It
was a good
means your
answer.
time,
Yeah.
your mental health. Yes, these
Yeah.
more valuable resources that are
Yeah.
like the fossil
That we
fuel of
think are
resources. They
infinite.
there isn't just an
Yeah.
unlimited amount. No, not infinite resources. Like money is an infinite resource. I really believe
Yes.
that money is an infinite resource. It comes and goes. You get it, you
It's
get
always
it. Like it
circulating.
goes around, it comes back around. Your health, that is not an infinite resources. It certainly has an end. So I would really go back and ask myself, like, what is really important to you? Like you said, I would engineer my business based around the lifestyle first that was my goal to live, and engineer my business. Okay, what financial goals would that look like to achieve that lifestyle? How many clients would you have to actually do, and what would the profit margins be to profit six figures? Perfect. Let's do the minimum on that. Let's get that minimum six-figure profit and see what our lifestyle then looks like. Check in. Let's do that and then check in. I would do it in phases versus trying to everything all at
Yeah.
once. Like
Everything
that
everywhere all at
movie,
once.
I
Yeah.
watched that movie, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, yep. And it's a cultural thing. That's why I thought that movie was really funny too,
Well,
because I'm like, oh yeah, that's the culture. It's like, yeah.
I guess it was like another different podcast or whatever is on boundaries and how these things can be cultural and also like within the family structure,
Oh,
things can be
yes.
different. Well, a lot of folks have
Yes.
that like work hard to create your own value. Like you are valuable if you work hard mentality. I definitely saw that. Like
Yes.
my family were restaurant owners. There were not vacations. There were no vacations. And that's
No.
just what you did. You went to work and you worked and you worked. And now I'm like, I've gotten to where obviously
Yes.
switching into a little bit of the online model of working. And it took me some time. Some days I still have to kind of fight myself that I don't have to be productive 18 hours a day. I just don't have to. Not for
Nope.
any fucking reason. I just don't have to. I got my work done in 3 hours.
Nope.
Great. Now you get to fuck off the rest of the day. Go
Yep.
for a walk, go work
Sign
out. You need
off.
to
Yep.
sit around and create whatever, or sit on your ass. Like I get to do whatever I want. And so, but it did take some time adjusting to that and then stacking even more different holistic health practices, just meditations and journaling and like really leaning into a lot of that where I've kind of only dabbled in it before. When maybe I kind of felt bad or whatever. Now I'm like, no, this is what I want every day to help me be. And I think that this is so key for the lash artistry community, the beauty world in general, is that creativity that you have inside of you, like that needs to be refilled. And so you have to give yourself those moments and more chunks of time to bring that back to you so you can continue to give it, so you can continue to like to talk and take care of your clients and produce amazing work and not just hate it. Not just for the sake of your physical self, but even just your
Literally.
emotional and mental health. And just like being able to give
Yes.
yourself that true, it's leaning into the feminine energy, you know, like the rest and whatever. But yeah,
It
but it's like it's
so is,
passive
right?
nervous
The
system alignment,
being,
like all the
yes.
things. But I love that you're
Yes.
so, do you love Pilates? I love that you go to Pilates. It's so good for your strength.
I love Pilates, and I actually, with that even, I'm go, you know, like you start, I switch studios. I'm like, okay, this is what my body can tolerate. This is where I'm at. Last night, actually, I was like getting a wild hair. I'm like, I need active recovery on the days that I'm not doing this because it's pretty intense. Like my Pilates place, there's no levels. It's just all hard. Like there's no like level one, level two. It's just like you're going in, you're doing like weighted lunges, you're doing, you know, all this crazy shit. You're doing it and it's great. We love it. It's super amazing. But I'm like, you know what? 3 days a week. That's what my body is feeling. It's feeling 3 days a week with like hot yoga, active recovery for
Love
my
it.
muscles on those days with walking.
That's a great
That's
mix.
where I'm at. It's like
Not that you needed my
I
like
need to
opinion or
just be.
validation. Just like I
No, but I just came to that
I love that.
conclusion. And like last night was like, okay, I'm going to this place. We went today, me and Rox went, and I was like, this is really cool. Like, this was exactly what I needed. So I'm glad that. But again, that was like very intuitive. Like, because I'm like, do I need to lift weights? I'm like, what? Like, where do I, like, what's the next level up to build this strength? And, you know, still my body and like where my back is and it's healing. I still got a herniated disc, all this. So it's like, I have to be careful. I have to be conscious of where I'm at and that I've been active for 1 year.
Yeah.
But not
I
10
think
years,
that
you know, like I'm in class with women who have been in active Pilates and weightlifting and running for 10 years, and this is like easy street for them. I'm still in the like, oh my God, that hurts.
Yeah.
Like curtsy
I
lunge,
mean,
that
it's what happened
hurts.
to
That
me.
hurt my
Like, I
back. I
mean,
don't like that.
I was challenging
Yeah.
myself today and I was
Not
like, that
feeling
felt
that.
really fucking good, but I'm definitely gonna feel this tomorrow. Like, I'm
Yeah.
gonna have trouble sitting down on the toilet, like,
Exactly.
whatever. I think, Tiana, that like each level comes with like the more that you can listen to yourself and then being open, like, the more that I'm really, really big on like mind body connection, more just as I progress. And with
Yeah.
the mobility stuff that I do too, it's very, to me, it's meditative, but it really like connects you to your body and your muscles in a totally different way that even like weightlifting hadn't done for me. It was like an elevation of that, like an evolution of
Yeah.
that. And then when we're talking about rest or walking, mindfulness, intention, and all of that has to do with just like connecting back to yourself, because what has happened in the way that we've been brought up and in society and the whole like eat less, do more, work harder, like do this, be that, like
No.
be the mom and the dad, like be all that you can be, except for
Oh,
we weren't
so
joining the army, but
hard.
we still got that message. So like, well, I mean, some people did, but like
Yes.
obviously, but and we get
Yeah.
into lashes and we're just kind of doing more, doing more, doing more, like how can I do more so that they can get more. Just leads us to, well, lots of stress, and then to kind of just ignoring like our body, like ignoring hunger signals, ignoring bathroom breaks, ignoring rest, ignoring this, da 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 da,
Yes.
numbing it out with whatever, but like substances, TV, maybe even too much sleep because we can get into a freeze state. But whatever, I'm gonna go on like too long of a tangent here. But it really disconnects us from ourselves. And the biggest lessons that I've learned in the past 7 years of my life are fucking listen to yourself a little bit more. Check in, like you said, just check in with what's in alignment,
Yes.
what do you really want things to look like? And I don't even think I knew that I could think that way, you know? So here's your
Yeah.
permission to think bigger and to think like that.
Yes.
And then to just check in with yourself and like, is this good for me? I think as you progress in your your health journey, like your nourish, what is good for Tiana's soul journey. It's just really checking in with yourself and like, where do I want to go next? And what do I want to try next? What am I open to now that maybe I wasn't before? Or where could I be?
And I feel like Pilates was super random, but it ended up just intuitively. I was like, maybe this is like a great place to start. Because even, with yoga, it's like, okay, these are like unsupported movements. Again, I haven't moved enough to even probably do any of those movements. So it was like a very gradual thing. And I think that anyone watching this, that's the message, y'all. Just take it. You don't need to go and get a personal trainer and do all that stuff right now. Like that's really not what you
I really
need.
love your
You need
like,
to
cancel the last client, stop taking the last client, and go for a fucking walk. Walking is like my
go for
favorite
a
old
damn
lady thing to do that
walk.
everyone is like
Walk
calling it
your
hot girl walks and stuff, but
ass.
I'm like, it's just so freaking good in so many ways. I could probably talk about it for 20 more minutes, but I won't.
I firmly believe it. It's the baby steps, guys. Your content's amazing, Abby. I think people just need to like consume
Oh, you're so
the content and like put it into practice because this has been just a great,
Yeah.
this conversation's been so great.
I thank you so much for sharing your so much of your story.
Yes.
And because some of it's kind of hard to admit when you're like, I kind of did this shit to myself, because I've been there too. Like, I did that shit to myself. And I wish that I'd known better, but I don't. But that's okay because now I can share my experiences and help other people. And maybe that's why I've was like spent thousands of dollars on a physical therapist so I could freaking talk about it 13 years later. I don't know. Whatever.
Yes, I
But
love it.
yeah,
I
and I
love it
love, thank you so
though.
much for coming on and sharing, because I know people will see themselves in
Absolutely.
this conversation too. And I just want people to have, like, give yourself permission to not be productive like all the fucking time. It's okay. And I'm not
Yes.
saying just like zone out and completely space out and disconnect all the time, but like download a meditation app and just try some shit out, or like get outside and
Yes.
just look at how pretty things are right now, hopefully wherever you live. And just how can
Literally.
you nourish yourself today?
Yes. And no, don't
Yeah.
spend money. Like, you don't need to consume material. Like, this
Yeah,
isn't
you
like a
don't have yeah,
membership
you don't
to
have
do.
to.
Like, you can do this stuff without like committing and like minimum, like it's there. You can do it.
I'm proud of
Games.
you,
It's the
and I'm
booty
excited
games.
for you.
Now I'm gonna get into
I'm excited
that.
for you, and I'm proud of you, and good for you for changing your
Thank you,
career. The way that
Abby.
you've pivoted is so fucking cool. I love that. Love
I
it.
love it. It's
Yes.
been a great time. It's been a great freaking
Yes.
time.
Thank you,
Thank you
dear.
so much, Abby.
Yes.
I'm
Have a
gonna
great
talk to
night. Thank you so
you.
much.
Thank you for tuning into the Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, hit subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes, leave a review, and share with your friends in the beauty industry. Beauty Pro Wellness Podcast is produced and crafted by Wonder Podcast Productions.